Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello everyone, Shannon Garcia getting you ready for our Australian Survivor Brains versus Brawn Week 5 exit interviews. We have Kez coming up first, and then around 15 minutes in, we got to chat to Baden. So really happy to get both of those exit interviews, and hope you've checked out the recap that is already out. Mike Bloom and I spend almost 3 hours chatting about this week of episodes. I think you'd all agree it probably necessitated that long a conversation, but a lot of content this week. Hope you enjoy it all, and I will see you on the other side. Hi Kez, welcome to the podcast. What a epic blindside last night. Very sorry to see you go, but thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me. Yeah, it was a bit crazy, wasn't it, last night?
There was a lot going on. I'm going to have to ask you about all of that. You passed your idol over. The internet is aflame. So we're going to get into it. But I'd love to go back to the beginning if I can, because you seemed really pivotal to the OG Brawns. You have these early relationships with the what they call the Australian Coven, Shannon and Flick. Can you talk us through where those early relationships started and the bonds that you made?
It was me, Flick, and Shannon. You know, we were like, we call each other the Space Bun Mafia.
Yes,
really. we all just got along. We all had the same kind of interest, and you know, we all had a good fun together. So I think that's where it really started. And then, you know, once that kind of happened, Flick didn't want to go over to the dark side, and we kind of started a little alliance from that. It was great.
Yeah, I mean, you seem to have a lot of friends on Brawn. Gerald's one that you played the whole game with. Were there other people outside of the Coven especially that you were really close with?
To be honest, I was really close with Chelsea and Danny as well. I don't know, I just got along with all the girls there. You know, we all have the same interests, and we all kind of just got along really nice. Even the whole Brawn tribe was just, you know, we all play sports, we all compete, we all know that kind of, we all have the same common interests, should I say. So we all kind of got along together, and it was such a great time in the Brawn tribe. That just made Survivor, you know, the love that we had for each other. Until the game got serious.
Yeah, I mean, that's something I wanted to ask about, because Brawn to us seemed really fractured in that vote, especially against Gavin, and you play your idol, which we'll talk about. But it seemed to us like there was a line down the middle, but you're definitely working with, like, Emmett post-swap, and you say you're close with Danny and Chelsea. So did that divide not really come through socially? Were there still really relationships across the aisle?
I mean, yeah, there was a very solid line, wasn't there? You know, us three girls trying to get out the three big boys, like... That was a huge thing. But you know, it's all a game, really. we all have that that love for each other. But yeah, that was a tough one, wasn't it? We were drawn really quickly between the sand. But I don't know, we just kind of all got along.
Yeah.
But then we didn't like each other as well.
Yeah, so like in something like swapping and playing with Emmett in particular, like how does that relationship go with him, where you've been voting against his side and vice versa, and now like you're two of three people kind of running that tribe?
Yeah, we went in there not thinking that we're going to be Brawn strong. As soon as we get switched over, you know, Brawn strong. And obviously the other side had a different idea of that. But, you know, we came over to the Brains and, you know, it was a horrible time over there. The camp was shocking compared to Broad. So, you know, when you don't have anyone that you've been with for the, I think it was 14 days, you know, you go to someone that does know you in some kind of way. So I found it quite easy to get along with Emmett when we swapped, just because he still was there in the Braun camp, but, you know, just not my ally. And we just kind of bonded through that, not having anyone and feeling like we're lost in the new Brains tribe.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, a lot went on in that swap tribe, which we can talk about. But before we do, you also found and played an idol on OG Braun, and, you know, in the space of an episode that we saw. Can you talk us through a bit of your thought process there in, did you know that your name was on the block, or did you just feel like, this is dicey, let me offer some protection? It didn't save you, but it did negate 5 votes. So you were definitely, you know, in a little bit of heat there.
Look, that vote, I had literally no idea. Yeah, that they were voting for me. That was literally pure luck. I was sitting there, and you just get like, when you have an idol, it really burns a hole in your pocket, and you're just like, I hate this thing. Get it away from me. Because it's such, like, everyone wants an idol, right? But then the responsibility of having this idol is crazy. Like, you know, it brings so much power. And that power sometimes is really hard to control, especially if other people know. No one, only Shannon and Flick knew I had it. Mm-hmm. They're the only two that knew I had it. And I just happened to play it. I felt uncomfortable. I had this gut feeling and I just played it. And it just happened to be right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, the person who helped you out there as well is Danny. He doesn't vote for you. You get onto the swap tribe. Danny goes home by accident, and you definitely seem the most incredulous. I think you kind of became the voice of the audience in a way where we were like, how and why did this happen? Coming back from that, what were your doubts in Kara, especially these like new relationships you've just formed? It's your first vote together, and it went, you know, pretty horribly wrong.
Oh, my God. I was definitely speaking for everyone that night. I was just so rotten. Instantly I thought, well, what? Kara, like, what have you done? Like, is this like your game plan to mess up a whole tribal and get rid of one of our votes? Like, I really was so mad at that move. Like, I don't know how it happened. But, you know, I kind of had to move on to keep my game going. You know, you cry a little bit, you get mad, and you say some things, but, you know, you keep going, I suppose. But, yeah, there was never a plan B in that. There was always, you vote for Georgia, you vote for Rachel. No plan B.
Georgia. We heard it, yeah.
Yeah. There was no Laura in the whole message thing. So I don't know how that got mixed up, honestly. I was just like, wow. I'll cry.
Yeah. It was hard. It was definitely, you know, that's a tough one to lose an ally so senselessly. But what were your relationships with George and Kara like more generally? Obviously, we see last night that George is the one who puts your name out there to flash the idol. What was the relationship like just across the board?
George is hilarious. The things that come out of his mouth, I don't know where he gets it from, but it's hilarious what he comes up with. Generally, we had like a really good relationship. We got along really well. I trusted him. He trusted me. He is just such a good player. He knows how to play the player. Oh, he just played me so well. He played the whole Braun tribe so well.
Mm-hmm.
Like we had no idea. I think we're too nice and loving and caring, maybe, that we're just like, yeah, take him on.
Yeah.
Take him as our child.
And so were there any real plans when you say you're like Play-Doh? How close were you ever to flipping with the Brains woman on Kara, or was that more just for show?
I was never going to flip. That was all the magic of TV. That would have been suicide to flip over. You know, I always obviously I thought about it and was like, you know, I could just stir things up, but then where would that leave me in the game? You know, Emmett did tell me don't do that, and you know, I was like, yeah, well, of course not, I'm not going to do that.
Yeah,
but it was never an option that I was going to flip over to the other side. But yeah.
Yeah.
I was always going to be a brawn strong, and you know, I stick to my alliance and stay strong. Yeah.
Well, you and Gerald and Emmett really like held down the fort on your swap tribe and really got rid of some brains. On the other tribe, you're at the double tribal council. You're seeing Braun fracture, sending home a key ally in Shannon. Like, what were you thinking was going to happen with the larger dynamics as you saw the other Brauns really not stick to that Braun strong mentality?
Oh, my. I was so shocked when Shannon went home. Like, why Shannon? Like, aren't we all supposed to stick together? And then Shannon gets voted out. And then even Chelsea's name in there was just like, what is going on in that tribe? Like, we're all Braun strong, aren't we? And we're all going to go the way. We want Braun to win. We want to get to merge and be Braun strong and then eat each other later once all the brains are off. But they started eating each other early. And I think it got, you know, you don't take this game. You can't take it too emotionally. You have to... you know, if someone's annoying you, you have to put up with it and keep going and then eat them later kind of thing. I think we just took it too emotionally. Like, let's get rid of them now.
Yeah, I mean, you guys come back at the merge and you do really well with that, I think, getting Braun all back together to get a majority with George and Kara. And you all seen that even after all the fracturing that they'd done, you're back on the same page. Can you talk us through really how they came back together and any work you were doing in that to pull these opposing factions back together?
I think the Braun that was left over was always going to come back to me. I formed a lot of good relationships with all the Braun 2.0 that was over there. So, you know, Flick was always my mate, and going back to her, that was easy. Chelsea and Danny, I love them to bits. So that was easy for them to come over. You know, it all fell into place nicely. I don't know. We're just all friends. And, you know, I feel like, you know, we all came together from me and Emmett bringing over his side, I'm bringing over Flicky, you know, let's do this, let's kick on.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you did great in that. You had a majority, but of course it doesn't go so well because of this idol play, which happens with George being the double agent. You see that, you know, the votes are coming to Laura, as you know, and she's played an idol. Did anything run through your mind being like, let me get this cursed idol out, let me make sure I'm protected with like a 1 in 8 chance that it might be me? Or you were just like basically playing the odds at that point?
I would never have thought it would be me. Never. Yeah. Never. I was never a threat, ever. Danny might have been a threat, but I was never, like, I think even the audience was shocked, like, Kez was never a threat, you know? Like, I didn't do anything for no big kind of moves or anything like that. I kind of chilled in the background, and I have been, and it was only day 2 of merge, and I came up, and I was like, what the hell? Like, I didn't do anything wrong.
Well, you kept finding idols, and that's very threatening, you know? Like, you were becoming a bit of the idol queen. People don't like that.
I think George was a bit jealous that he didn't find it, maybe.
I mean, George, you know, he said he wanted the idol out of the game. I think that is legitimate, but it did not go out of the game. You passed it to Flick. I'm not sure if you know that this is a first for Australian Survivor, the first passing an idol globally that's ever happened. What's your thought process in that moment? Because I feel most people get blindsided. They're not thinking about anyone else, you know? It was a very selfless thing to be like, give this to Flick. So what was your thought process in that moment?
It was purely like, get my revenge, Flicky. And I know Flick is one of my best mates now. And, you know, I know that she will get, like, whoever got me, get them out. I know that she will work hard to get the brains out and kick on with me in memory of me. I don't know. I just kind of thought, I'm not leaving this game without a bang.
Yeah. Was it like a rule that you had been like explicitly told, like, you can pass it, or was it just something you assumed? Because there seems to be like a little bit of misunderstanding even among players around what is allowed in terms of passing the idol after you've been voted out.
Well, I always thought it was like once your torch is snuffed,
yeah,
then
that is it.
You're out of the game.
Yeah.
Just because your name's pulled out on a piece of parchment doesn't mean you've left the game completely. Once your torch is out, in Jonathan's words, you are out of the game. So, you know, why not just pass that to Flick while I'm still technically in the game and she can play that to keep her going and to plot some revenge on my behalf.
Yeah, for sure. Well, she has a lot to live up to now. She has to get that revenge. Last question before I let you go. Had you seen much of the show before you came on? Like, what was your experience with Survivor before actually playing it?
I watched it when I was a young kid, mm-hmm. Growing up. I wouldn't call myself a super fan, but I've watched it and I obviously I love it and enjoy it, but I don't study it down to the T like some super fans. But I've watched it all my life, and it's just something that, you know, you've looked at even growing up as a kid, like, oh, I want to do that, I want to go on that show, and I want to do that, you know. So when I got on, it was just like an ultimate dream to be on Survivor. Like, whose dream wouldn't that be? Any super fan would love that. And, you know, I'm just a fan, and it was just amazing experience.
For sure. Well, you got on, you ticked a lot off the bucket list, found a couple of idols, although I think that you're right and that they might be cursed, but definitely played a big game. And sorry to see you go, but thank you for coming onto the podcast.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you. Bye.
Thanks, and bye.
Hi, Vaden. Welcome to the podcast. I have to say it. I have to be the one to say it. You got royally screwed here in this twist. I'm sorry to talk to you now because I think your game had a lot of legs that we didn't get to see because of the twist.
Yeah, it was pretty unfortunate, the twist. To get voted off with one vote,
yes,
is pretty unfortunate. But
yes.
At least I, you know, had a chance at it. Unfortunately, Haley was just too much of a beast at that particular challenge, and here I am out in Jury Villa.
Yeah, I mean, you shouldn't have had to even have to compete, really. You got, you know, the twist, as I said. It was an unfortunate one for you, but I definitely want to get to talking about that. But if I could take it back to the beginning of your game, I'm really interested in your initial relationships that you had on Brains Tribe. I think we were all a little surprised to see that you seemed a little bit on the out. So who did you consider your initial very close relationships, and where did you see some of that disparity happening in some of the other relationships?
I decided to take it pretty slow at the start. I sort of figured that it was going to be maybe three reshuffles at least through the game where the alliances break up and change. So I just sort of sat back and let everyone run around and just played it cool and didn't make too much of a impact on the social side of things. And, I was friendly. I was really, really good friends with Andrew. However, we didn't really make an alliance. I just cruised along and I let those guys go ahead and do what they wanted to do. And then when I sort of found myself, when the main alliance was formed, that's when I started making some moves. And that's when Haley and I made the first big move to get rid of Joey.
I mean, I'm really interested in your relationship with Haley because, as you said in your Jury Villa, like, you guys were on a roll, absolutely, you know, slicing and dicing through the game. What was your initial bond with her like? Did you bond as an alliance before that big move, or was it really just more of a friendship?
Yeah, no, she was, her and Cara were my first two alliances, and I sort of went to Haley and said to her, you know, I said, I think you can win, you know, but you've got to have the courage to make some big moves, and she was well up for that. And I sort of wasn't aware that she was such a strong player, but I did pick her as someone who could go far. So I wanted to align myself with her, and you know, as it turns out, we ended up in in Redemption Rock together, and we're fighting each other out. But I, you know, if I had to be beaten by anyone in that particular challenge, then I was happy for it to be her.
Yeah, I mean, what a sad way to see kind of that pairing end, because you guys are really getting a lot done. But on the other side of the coin, in a more negative space, certainly at first, we see some of that initial animosity with George. He sends you out of the first tribal council. What was happening there before you guys really got on the same page, when it was very much in opposite books?
George was really, really getting at my nose from the beginning, and he was just playing the victim. He was whinging about everything, and everyone was against him, and he never got a chance to do anything, and he was just playing the victim. And I don't know whether that was part of his game or that was legitimate, but I was sort of the first person to just call him out on it and say, you know, this is crap, mate. You're no victim. You're actually causing trouble around the camp. Called him out on it. And I think he respected the fact that I was saying to his face rather than behind his back. And then when things progressed, and I suggested to him that we continue the overt animosity towards each other, but we start aligning ourselves.
Mm.
Then for a while we were having goes at each other in camp, but we were actually working together.
Yeah.
So that was something that I'd planned before I went in, was to sort of have an alliance with someone that I was openly fighting with, to try as a cover. But you know, as it turned out, it didn't stay undercover for too long, and it was pretty obvious that we were working together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, you were voting together, so I guess, you know, once it gets to that point. Yeah. But was it that want to, you know, work with someone that you seem like you're not close with, or was, you know, you had the idol stuff where you found the clue and he had the idol and he told you about it, or did you just kind of bond with him a little better, or was your relationship always actively negative, as you're saying, or did you actually get close and bond?
I very quickly gained a lot of respect for his game, and me being not someone that had a lot of experience in watching the show, I wouldn't call myself a super fan at the time. I'd only sort of watched the two seasons that my friend Matt Rogers was in.
Mm-hmm.
And that was when I started watching it, so I didn't really know all the moves like he obviously did. He very obviously knew all the moves from all the previous series. And so I thought, this guy really knows what he's doing, so he'd be a good guy to pair up with, to strategize with.
Yeah. I mean, was there any kind of ill feeling still from that first tribal council in particular, or you were just, like, able to kind of get past that together? Because it seems like you guys did form something.
Not at all. When he saved me, he was trying to make out that, you know, I needed saving, and I said to him, mate, you need saving for me. And I was actually a bit offended that he thought I needed saving on the first tribal council, because I wasn't fearful of going anywhere. But as it turned out, I just thought he was a very switched on ally to have, and he was running around gathering information, and we formed a trust that I think that was valuable, and I enjoyed the fact. Both him and Haley, when I was working with them both, they were prepared to make big moves. So I was not there to just follow. I was there to make big moves. I wanted to have some fun, whether I won or not. You know, was going to be. But I wasn't there just to go camping. I was there to make some big moves.
Mm. I mean, you do, definitely, as you said, with the Joey vote. What do you feel your role was in that? Because we see you talking to Joey about a potential working relationship, and then you are, you know, a big part, obviously, of the flip on him.
Yeah, there was Joey, then there was Simon, then there was Kez, which I was all, I was very involved in them all. I think Haley gets a lot of credit for those, but we were in those side by side, making those decisions to make those big moves, and I think they were good moves. And unfortunately, you know, Andrew hadn't have broken his flint,
mm-hmm.
if he had voted against one of the other people from the other alliance, the whole game would have changed. So him breaking his flint, and 9 times out of 10, he wins that challenge. And, you know, we pop off one of their guys, and then everything's different then.
Yeah, I mean, I'd love to see it. It's heartbreaking the way that it played out. And, you know, you talk about these big moves. You do get swapped to Braun, where you should be in a minority, but you guys really run it. So what were you really actively doing there to make some of these moves come off, to work with some of the Braun members, and, yeah, to work with Haley through absolutely dominating that phase of the game?
Well, I mean, we went from getting rid of Joey at the perfect point because – you know, we lost strength, and then but we knew that the tribe swap was imminent. So, and as it turned out, it was the next day. So it was actually perfect. But we went into a minority, and Haley offering to use the idol for me or her was genius. That was completely her move. I had nothing to do with that, and that was genius. And they just the old Braun just immediately turned on each other, and then all of a sudden we were in a power position.
Getting to the merge, that was another dicey point where you guys are in the minority, but we see, you know, that you are tight still with George and Kara. So what were your plans there for that early phase of the merge and even, you know, for a few votes down the track?
Well, I was convinced that when we merged that George and Kara would come across to us.
Yeah.
Rather than staying on the other side. And as it turns out, Kara didn't. She had told them that I would go across to the other side, but she didn't tell me that. And we've sort of spoken about it afterwards, and she said, "Why didn't you come across to us?" And I said, "Well, you didn't ask me to."
Mm-hmm.
She said, "Yes, I did." I said, "Well, you actually didn't, because I was expecting them to flip across to us have a majority and pick the Braun off, the old Braun."
Mm.
But as it was, she must have been she must have thought she asked me to come across to their side, but which she didn't, and there was a bit of confusion, and that's where I ended up on the minority.
Is that something you would have considered, actively flipping then to Braun?
Possibly. I'm not going to just. I'm not. It's hard to say. I mean, yeah, I had my alliance with Andrew and Haley, but it's hard to say now, because now with hindsight, of course, I would say, yeah, sure, but it's hard to say. But the offer wasn't actually given to me, so we'll never know.
Yeah, but they still look to be talking to you a lot. Obviously, they're working as a double agent. Like, what had the three of you consolidated at that point to protect you in that minority?
Well, yeah, so I was sort of the go-to person for George and Kara. They were coming to me, and then I was feeding the information. Mainly, some of it was going to Haley, but most of the information was coming via me.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how we sort of blindsided Kez.
Yeah.
And then when sort of Haley, I think Haley made a big mistake in throwing George under the bus. I said to her then, I said, firstly, the person that goes out tonight is probably going to go to exile.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, it might not even be you, it might be me. And thirdly, if you throw George on the bus, you're burning him, Kara, and our whole alliance. So I thought it was a really bad move. And sure enough, they kicked her out, you know, next after me, and we had to face off.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I think she could have not exposed George and been far better off.
That's such an interesting thing. Was there a lot of talk about the idea that it could be a non-elimination generally because the twist was just so massive?
Yeah. So, I mean, I haven't seen many of these shows before, but it seemed very unfair that we thought three people were voting at the time. So we knew it was going to be one of us, and it turned out to be one. It would seem very unfair that one. I mean, that was the only vote I had on me the entire show, and I went out with
it. It's ridiculous. Yes, I mean, definitely. What are your thoughts more generally on the twist? Because look, the fandom is kind of raging against how unfair it was, and you suffered for it. You go out for it, and yes, you get a chance to save yourself at Redemption Rock, but you shouldn't even be there. So, like, what are your thoughts about it now?
Oh, I mean, they told us to expect twists. It's, you know, it is what it is. There's other twists and turns that happen, and I accept it. I think had I gone out with one vote without an opportunity to come back, that would have been really unfair. But seeing that I had the chance to face off against Haley, I think it works out as a pretty fair twist and something that makes it quite interesting.
I'm so much more angry on your behalf than you seem to be, so I'll, like, carry that flag for you. But also, you know, it was Danny who cast the vote. It would seem to be Emmett kind of leading it. Had you been able to, you know, you'd been with Danny, obviously, on the former tribe. You'd voted against her. Emmett, you just met now. Was there any way to kind of appeal to them, even without throwing people under the bus or try and use some of that connectivity? Emmett, you were both, like, physical threats. Was there anything there that you could have done or were trying to do to appeal to them?
There's probably more I could have done, but, you know, I was too busy trying to convince Haley not to rat out our mole in George, mm-hmm. and just to go with the flow and see what happened. But it was going to pan out how it panned out, whether it was her that went first and me or the other way around. That was going to happen in any case. So, I wasn't really appealing to them. Kara had not made it clear to me that there was an opportunity to go over there, which was probably the only big shame I see, or a pity that it never eventuated, because I, at that point, probably could have. But you know, it's past now, and I can't change it. But I'm pretty happy with how it all went.
All right, well, Baden, I pray for your sense of acceptance over Twister. Don't even happen to me. I will continue to fight the good fight on your behalf. But very impressed with the way that you've taken it all with grace. And also, as I've said, we really needed to see more, and it was just a crying shame. But thank you so much for coming onto the podcast.
No worries. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Bye.
See you later. Bye.
There you have it, everyone. Both exit interviews. Unfortunately, couldn't talk to Chelsea this week, but still basically just taking exactly what they give me. I still don't know why I'm not getting every exit interview, but hope you're enjoying at least interviews that I can get. And thank you so much for checking out all the content, checking out these exits. Hopefully you checked out the recap as well. We had a really good time on that one. So hope you keep following along with us. Subscribe to the International Survivor Hap-Ups feed. Follow me at Shannon Gates, where I put out all the content and share that. Thank you so much again for engaging with the content in any way, and I'll see you next week. Bye.
Australian Survivor.
Survivor New Zealand.
Survivor.
Survivor. Survivor.
21 South Africans. 12 ordinary Australians.
16 New Zealanders.
Vincent Middle.
Gilbert Swammerheist.
£1 million.
Million euro.
Million shkeli.
I think million.
The adventure of a lifetime.
The adventure of a lifetime.
Adventure of a lifetime.